is X. Zane Anderson, and welcome today to the Principal Podcast. Today, I am excited to have Erica D'Arcangelo, who is the author of A Story About Pizza. It's historical fiction. It's an adaptation of the story of her grandfather, who immigrated from Italy to America. He started out working as a coal miner, and it follows his lifetime journey of family and food. And of course, one of Erica's favorite things, which is pizza. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
So today we're thrilled to have you here today. Thanks for being on the show, Erica.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this book and your grandfather and how you came up with this idea.
Sure. So, you know, I had a marketing agency. I worked in Tampa for about 15 years, and I'm really, really close with my family. So my dad had heart surgery a few years ago, and my husband and daughter and I decided we would go home for the year and be with my parents and help them. And so we got there, and my dad was just recovering from surgery, and I really thought, you know, he should get out of the house. So we had this pizzeria in our family. My grandfather opened it in 1960, and I said, hey, Dad, let's go to the pizzeria together. You know, I'll help you. I'll do some marketing, and you can, you know, be there and get out of the house and spend some time. And I remember he was super grumpy, and he was like, I don't believe in marketing. And I said, okay, Dad, we'll go together. I'll just help you. You know, we can spend some time together. And it kind of started us on this journey where he would tell me stories on the way home and the way back about the family. And I would, you know, film content in the business. And I just became really inspired to write the book just based on that experience with my dad.
That's wonderful. He said he didn't really believe in marketing. Tell me a little bit about that.
So it was,
are you not? You do marketing.
That's what I did for a living. So I kind of laughed. And I think, you know, he was grumpy. He was just, you know, recovering from surgery. And so I just said, Dad, I'll help you for free. And I think his idea was like, you know, marketing the companies, they charge a lot of money and this and that. And just sometimes what people, I think about marketing companies. So then I went in and started filming content. And funny enough, I think it was just around the time where TikTok was really popular. And so I started just filming a lot of videos and pizza cutting videos. And I posted a video one night, went to bed, had 1 million views. So suddenly we have this viral TikTok account and people are coming in to eat and the orders are coming in and people are like, I saw you on TikTok. And so he went to me after and was like, you know, I really believe in marketing. And if you ever need a reference for your business, he was like, please put me on the list. I said, okay.
That's interesting. So he now became a believer in marketing because of your efforts there.
Oh yeah. He wants to be like, he'll be the referral for any client that we might have.
Like, and I got to tell you this, one of the things that really moved me when I looked at your site was this story of your grandfather. You have a great video on your website, Erica, about this story with your grandfather. And it touched me. I mean, I thought, here is a guy who had a dream to open a pizzeria. Is that right? Am I getting the story right? Can you make sure that I have the story right?
Yeah. So my grandfather immigrated from Abruzzo, Italy to America. And this is probably around 1910. And he got into the United States and it was him and his parents and his four brothers. And they had had a daughter who was the fifth child and she had just passed away. And they came in, they had nothing and started working the coal mines. My grandfather gets pulled out of school. He's 9 years old. He starts working in the coal mines in Western PA, really poor, you know, just scraping by. And he works in the coal mines for a good part of his life. But this whole time he's working there, he has this dream to open a pizzeria. And he's probably like 40s, in his 40s, to when he finally, the coal mines close because he gets black lung. And a lot of miners had gotten black lung at that time. But he had saved up enough money, bought one of the buildings owned by Berwyn White, and he opened an Italian market. And within just, I think, 3 or 4 short years, he started making pizza. And so here we are 65 years later, and he left this legacy for my family, and the pizzeria is still open today.
That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit more about these conversations you had with your grandfather as you're driving back and forth, and he's asking, can you share a little more insight about that?
Yeah, sure. So, When I was growing up, my grandfather and I were very close. He was so generous. Like if my parents, I remember being a kid at one point and I said I wanted a cat. My parents said no. My grandfather came to pick me up in his Cadillac, drove me an hour, got me a kitten and brought me back. So those were just the things that, my grandfather would do for me. But when my father and I were driving back and forth from the business, he would tell me a lot of stories about, he grew up in the pizza shop. Like he was born right before the pizza shop opened in the late 50s. And so he would tell me about, how my grandfather worked. And he told me a story that I talk about in the book that when my grandfather was growing up, his father and all four of the brothers built a house out of stone. And they would go into the woods and they would get the stones and they would carry them down. And they were stone casing this house like by hand. And this was like one of the, stories of just the hard work
Is
and the
this in
family.
Italy or is this in the United States?
This is
This
in
is
the United States.
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So just stories like that. He would tell me stories about food that they would make. He would tell me about the Italian Christmases. I mean, we had the Italian Christmas, but the Italian Christmas was something that my family did our whole lives. Like, before I was born, and my dad would talk to me about that. He would talk to me about the market that opened before the pizzeria and how they opened that and how it started out with just my grandmother and great grandmother had a table at a farmer's market and they would bake things and, have things for sale there from the garden. And then they decided to open the market. So he really told me so many things that are in the story.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned this, obviously the Italian culture has been a huge part of your upbringing in life. Tell us some of your favorite things. You already mentioned a little bit about Italian Christmas. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and Italian culture?
Yeah, absolutely. So Italian Christmas is like a very big thing in my family. We had a Christmas Eve dinner. So typically, Italians don't eat meat on Christmas Eve. So what we had in my family was called the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Now, Italians do eat fish on Christmas Eve, but the seven fishes was something that I think it came from like the seven sacraments or something within the Catholic religion. And so we would have that every single Christmas, but my grandparents would have it at the pizza place. And they would invite between, 30 and 50, sometimes even 60 or 70 people. And it was just a feast of, the seven fish, the pasta, like Italian cookies. And then everyone would go to midnight mass. And then after midnight mass, you were allowed to have meat. So then they would have these big crock pots of homemade meatballs, homemade hot sausage, and you would have sandwiches. Maybe get to bed 2 a.m. and then you're up at 6, of course, because you want to open all your presents. But we had that. We had on Sundays, we always had a family dinner. My grandma always made homemade raviolis or spaghetti, and we all, 20 of us would go and eat, all the aunts and uncles, all the cousins. So this was just part of my upbringing.
Love that. It seems like, your grandfather had this dream to open a pizzeria, but really his influence is very strong with you now. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I think both my dad and my grandfather's influence. I mean, it was really what I grew up with was just watching them work hard, wanting to take care of their families, and there was just a lot of loyalty and a lot of dedication, and I always really respected and admired that.
Right. What do you think the main legacy that your grandfather and your father given you?
Oh, I know with my grandfather, he didn't want our family to work in the coal mines like he did. So he opened up the pizzeria so he would have something to hand down to his family so that we wouldn't have to work in the coal mines. And then, my dad, funny enough, was the first person in his family that went to college. And he ended up becoming a doctor in education. He ended up being a high school superintendent. So I think that with my dad, it was like he even took it a step further of really making sure that all five of us, we have five kids in my family, that we all had a future, whether that be an education or a plan, so that when we finished school, that we had something solid that we could start off with.
No, and I love that about your grand. Here, your grandfather really wanted. He felt like he grew up poor. He was working in a coal mine at age 9, And kind of his pain became his strength later on, where he was kind of like, I'm gonna make this pain that I have my superpower and try to make it better for my children later on, because I've experienced something painful. I think that's one of the key things in life, is when we realize that sometimes we have hard things that happen to us, but really they're just our superpower in embryo. I mean, becoming strong. So here, you know, this is a touching story. I mean, who goes and works in a coal mine at age 9? But your grandfather did. And then he decided, I'm going to take this experience, which I didn't really like, and pursue my dream of having a pizzeria, and pass that down and inspire your dad to go to school as well, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is that so many people complain about their circumstance. And my grandfather, like, I've never heard him complain my whole life. Like, there was never a complaint. And he had a lot that he could have complained about. So that for me was like very much a viewpoint of like, you know, things aren't always going to be perfect. You have to work hard for what you want. And complaining really doesn't help the process.
Right. And you've got this Italian history, which this is kind of an intriguing Italian ancestry. I mean, you're Italian. So tell us how that is about, tell us the awesome things about being Italian that your grandfather passed on, and just the things of culture that you've already mentioned a little bit.
Sure. I mean, one of my favorite things, and he and I have talked about this, is the food. Like the food in the family, that's not just the food by itself. I think it's the experience of sitting down as a family and enjoying and celebrating and eating together and having that experience. So for me, like within the culture, it was really those two things more than anything else.
Love that. I read a study once, and I don't remember the study, but the study said basically when you eat dinner together as a family, the chances that you'll pass on your values, what's important, the principles that you believe in, go way, way up. So just that taking the time to eat dinner together as a family is a huge thing. And a lot of times people get busy today and everybody's running different directions and people don't sit down and eat together as much. Sounds like that's a wonderful part of a tradition that in your family and in Italian culture, to eat together and enjoy good food. And it's actually helps pass on the good awesomeness of your family when you do that.
Yeah. I mean, we still eat together now. Like, you know, when I went home for Christmas, I think we were home for the week. We had dinner together every night. So either my mom cooked or my dad cooked or one of us cooked, but that was what it was. So it was definitely something that we still now look forward to. Like my sister will text on a group text and be like, who's coming to Sunday supper?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And you actually talk together when you're here. I'm guessing, do you have the TV on when you're doing it? When you're speaking for dinner?
No TV. We just, you know, we're in the kitchen and we're eating and we're laughing and we're just enjoying time as a family. We have a thing, we put our phones down. I mean, unless we're taking a picture or something together, but we set the phones down. And that was really like, you know, when I brought up my daughter, it was like every day I made dinner and we sat down and we had dinner. And that was what it was, you know, talk about our day and spend that time together. Because even if you have that 30 minutes, that 45 minutes, hour of time, that is very nice, dedicated family time.
And it seems like it was so inspirational in some ways to you that you've written an entire book about it, dedicated to your grandfather. And maybe in part because you had these great experiences enjoying food together, you know, historical eating food together. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, of course. So
what is the pizza like at your grandfather's? Is it D'Arc Pizza? Is that right?
Yeah, D'Arc's Pizza. It's D'Arc's so good. Pizza.
Tell us about that. Tell us a little bit about the pizza there.
Okay, so original recipe my grandfather did. It's an Abruzzo style pizza. It's a rectangular pizza. It's 15 slices. It's not a super thin pizza, but it's also not a really thick pizza either. But I love it because you can pick like a corner slice, an end slice, a middle slice. So it's just sort of like pick your poison of what you want.
Where is this shop located?
Wimber, Pennsylvania. And this is it's right outside of Pittsburgh near Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Did you say Wimber?
Wimber.
Wimber, Pennsylvania. Okay, wonderful.
Yep. Yeah, it's a small coal mining town. And this is where a lot of Italian immigrants went who came over from Abruzzo. They still live in Wimber. It's still a lot of the same names.
Awesome. Is there anything else you could tell us about Italian cooking that just makes it awesome, since that's one of, your passions?
Yeah, I really think that a lot of it is the ingredients. And if you go to Italy, like each different region has their regional ingredients and their regional dishes. And so taking those ingredients and even now, like there's a recipe in my book. It's called Pasta Vajol. And it's a bean, it's like a red sauce and bean, and you make it with little ditalini noodles and you put some Parmesan cheese and some crushed pepper on it. And it's super, super good. My grandma made it every Friday. So my dad took the recipe and he decided to do like a hybrid. So he put Italian sausage on it. My mom grew all of these vegetables in the garden, zucchini and all these different things. And so he puts carrots and zucchini in it, and it still has the beans and the ditalini. So I think it's also like this evolution of a recipe that came down that my grandmother made. And then my dad took the recipe and he's like, I'm going to add some protein. I'm going to add some vegetables, but it's like still an amazing dish.
That's awesome. And are any of these recipes available online or on one of your websites, or is it kind of a family secret?
So, in a story about pizza, each recipe talks about something where, they're making something or cooking something. And at the end of that chapter is the recipe of whatever is being cooked in that chapter.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And where can you get this book? Where can they find you on this book?
So they can find me at astoryaboutpizza.com. You can Google a story about pizza. I think all my social media handles are a story about pizza or story about pizza, and all the books are there. I have a children's book, a coloring book, and then the main book.
That's wonderful. So, astoryaboutpizza.com. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes. And when you're there, you need to, anyone who's watching this, make sure to watch the video that's right there at the top of the website. It's such a touching video. It's one of the ones that inspired me to want to have Erica here on the show, because it just shows such a, for me, it was this connection between her grandfather, who did these things that were, followed his dreams and made the pizzeria. And whoever did that video, by the way, was wonderful. So check that out.
It
How
was
can
my
people,
husband. Funny
was it your
enough.
husband?
Yeah, because
Okay.
we have a video company and he made the video for me.
Well, to Erica's husband's credit, thank you for a great video. That's wonderful. So if people want to order your book, they can go ahead and order that at astoryaboutpizza.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, wonderful. Well, today I just want to thank you for being on the show. It's really interesting to have, you were inspired by your grandfather, and he followed his dreams and made his pain his superpower. We just appreciate you sharing that story.
Of course, thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers?
Just the message of the book and in general is that never give up on your dreams.
That's profound. Never give up on your dreams. Keep going. And then eat together. Eat good Italian food together as a family.
Yeah, eat a lot of pizza. That's the second one.
That's a great message. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate you. You can reach, is there any other place that's better to reach you than astoryaboutpizza.com?
No, I mean, you can get me pretty easily through that site or through the social media.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Erica, so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.